Well, coming up on September 10th, the folks in Shelby County are going to have their annual Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's. That'll be at the Pioneer Park in Harlan. Coming up on Saturday, September 10th, they'll register at 9 a.m. and they'll get going at 10 o'clock that morning. Kayla Jacobs is one of the organizers for the walk there in Harlan, and I want to talk a little bit about some of the activities there. Kayla, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for giving me a little time to talk to everybody.
Absolutely. Well, it's an important topic. We see a lot of Alzheimer's events. The walks are very popular events that happen around the region each year. How long have you been doing this in Harlan?
So I've been involved on the committee for about 5 years now.
Okay. Have you been involved since it started?
No, I joined. We've only done the walk, I think maybe 7 years, but I've been involved in the last five.
Okay, so you've been involved in most of them. Have they been pretty successful for you?
Well, you know, we have hit our goal, I think, every single year. Even when we had COVID, obviously we weren't walking when we had COVID. Nobody was doing much those years, but people have still been kind and generous and remembering that Alzheimer's affects all of us. So we have been very, very blessed here in the Southwest Iowa area.
Yeah, we don't have to search far and wide to find folks affected by Alzheimer's. It seems like everyone knows someone or has a close relative or friend who has been affected.
Absolutely. And we like to represent all people that are affected by it. So it's those that are caring for somebody right now that may have it. It is those who have lost somebody. And when you encompass all those people, it's the majority of us. We've seen it. We've either seen it or experienced it firsthand.
Yes, we have. What is your experience? Why did you want to get involved in this?
So my very first walk was after I had lost my father-in-law, and I just knew it was something that we needed to be a bigger part of. He was a wonderful self-made man and incredibly kind and generous to his family. And then we saw that change and how difficult that was to see somebody that had never leaned on anybody else but been the pillar of strength in his own family, and to see him deteriorate and just become somebody we didn't really know and he didn't know us was incredibly hard to watch. So wanted to reach out and become part of the solution instead of feeling like there was nothing we could do.
Yeah, you know, those are heart-wrenching stories when you hear folks, and we all seem to have those kinds of stories too. And, you know, especially it's one thing for, like, for example, for you, you got to see him at his best. I mean, maybe your children or his, you know, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, what have you, maybe that's all they remember are those later years. And, you know, it's kind of frustrating because you want them to know the best in someone.
Right. You want them to know, you know, the legacy that they laid down for them, not just, you know, how they were in those last few years.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned that you've had quite a bit of success in raising funds and things for the effort. What kind of money have you raised in the past?
You know, we've raised usually, so this is a Southwest Iowa walk, so it is held in Harlan, but it also encompasses Carroll and Denison, those areas too. But we do a little over $30,000. Our goal this year, because we've been continuing to raise more every year, is about $35,000. So, but even during the pandemic, you know, we did right still in that $30,000 area because the people of all these counties are incredibly generous and incredibly supportive of the organization.
Wow, that's really impressive. Those are good numbers to be able to do that. And that money goes toward research?
It does. It also goes to raising awareness in the local communities that we serve too. So there's, you know, the national organization, but the walks are meant to be focused more locally. So all the money doesn't go out of the community. It stays in the community to raise awareness for Alzheimer's.
Okay, very good. Hey, now I see a note here too that it mentions to me about Promise Garden Flowers. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so we have different colors of flowers, and so you can actually plant a promise garden, and the flower color will indicate what stage you're at. So are you somebody that is caring for somebody with ALZ, or are you somebody that has lost somebody? That happens to be the purple flower. And then you could just be somebody that supports the cause. The last flower is actually the white flower, and we always have the white flower there, and it is to represent the first person that will survive Alzheimer's, and that's why we're there, is raising money so we can have white flowers.
That is definitely a good goal, you bet. Do you have a lot of folks that get involved in this simply because they've had someone close to them who has been affected by this? Or do you see some people that just show up because they understand that it's something that they could run into at some point?
Definitely some of both. But, you know, so many people are affected, especially in Southwest Iowa. You know, we tend to have a little bit older population because we're so ag-based. And so I would say the majority of people are people that are affected or are currently caring for those that are suffering from this. But then you have other people in the community, people through the hospital, through our wonderful, you know, we have Elmcrest here, we have Hanson House, and there are other areas in the other communities that just want to come support it because they know that they will be helping those people that will end up with the disease.
Yeah, and it's great because we do have some terrific facilities around the area that can help those folks who are struggling. But, you know, there are also a lot of instances, and sometimes this is done relatively silently, where people try to care for their loved ones in their homes. And I think we all know what a burden that can be.
Yeah, incredibly, incredibly challenging, but also a very selfless thing to do. And so that's why we are always trying to raise money every year so we can help people be aware of this, give them resources if they are caring for somebody in their own home, just so they feel supported and not on an island.
You bet. Well, for every person who is afflicted with Alzheimer's, there is at least one person who is also dealing with it as well because they are a caregiver.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so the numbers get to be pretty big. Yes. Kayla, talk a little bit about the day. How will Saturday, September 10th, shake out?
Okay. Well, we will be there early setting up. We'll have an area which will be down where the shelter is, and we'll have some vendor tables down there, and we'll have places where you can pick up the Promise Garden flowers, and then we'll have some silent auction items, and we'll start at 9 o'clock with some opening ceremonies. We always have the Color Guard there, the Pledge of Allegiance, and somebody's singing the national anthem, too. So it's a nice little patriotic event also. And then a few words from myself, as Edward Jones is the national sponsor for the Alzheimer's Association, for all the walks that go throughout the entire country. So I say a few words on why we do what we do every year and why we support the cause. And then you'll have an opportunity to do your walk, and we'll have the Promise Garden will be there, too. So a lot of people like to come and just plant their flower, write their loved one's name down, and just have them represented while they're there. So it's a great thing in the morning. It doesn't take the entire day, so you can come out and just join us for a little bit and have a nice little walk around the park. It's usually most of the time we have great weather, too, so it's a good time just to get out before it's a big football day, I know, on Saturday, so get your exercise in early.
That's all right. That game they're looking for is middle of the afternoon, so you have plenty of time
exactly.
For folks to come out and be supportive and also have plenty of time to tailgate before the ball game. Not a problem.
Exactly, exactly.
Very good. And, yeah, the weather, September 10th, you should be looking at some pretty good weather there, too, hopefully. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Well, very good.
Absolutely.
Well, if folks can't participate that day but would like to support, how would they go about doing that?
So we're on Facebook, and you can just look up the Harlan Walk. And, again, that's just to identify us, even though we're Southwest Iowa. You can also go to ALZ.com and support that. But you'll see lots of flyers throughout the area. And I also know that Fairway has been helping support us, too. So they have a roundup going on in the Harlan Fairway. We're trying to get that in all the fairways, too. So even if you just do the roundup, that helps our cause in many ways. So internet, Facebook, and at the local fairway stores.
Very good. And I'm sure there are probably plenty of opportunities for folks to dig into their pockets just a little bit to help out the cause during the course of the year for some of the folks who are looking forward to this event each and every year. So we can seek those folks out as well. Awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, great. It sounds like you got great participation, and boy, the dollars are nice. That's really well supported. Thank you for what you and your committee do, and it's great to have these opportunities to help the overall effort.
Well, and we appreciate you helping us get the word out, because sometimes it's hard to get to reach everybody, you know, with so much social media out there, there's so much stuff to look at. So we really appreciate you giving us a little time to talk about it.
Yeah, there can be a lot of noise. That's sure. That's for certain. Again, that's Saturday, September 10th. Register at 9. The walk starts at 10 a.m. at Pioneer Park in Harlan. And that's for folks all around the area who want to participate in the Alzheimer's Walk to End this Problem. Kayla Jacobs helping us this morning and helping coordinate this event. Kayla, again, thanks so much and good luck.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.